Welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having just an incredible day today. So awesome to be with you today. I just want to shout out to all of my Coffee and the Cosmos family. I love you so much. I arc with you. I pray in the spirit with you. I declare of you. I decree of you blessings of the Lord. Well, can you just receive that right now as we prepare to go into this podcast? Can you just receive the blessings of God? Now, the blessings of God comes in many ways, but it comes with expectation. I'm not going to minister about that today, but I will share this with you real quick, a little lamb yap where I'm from down here in the South, Louisiana, a little lamb yap. Expectation opens the gateway of your heart, your soul, your mind, your body, that you can receive. Now, that happens in the natural realm, but it also happens in the spirit realm. You know, you ever heard about, what you fear will overtake you? It's not that the fear has the power. The fear does not have the power. The expectation has the power to draw it to you. So that's why we tell you, do not worry, do not fear. Put your trust in Yahweh, the Most High God, Yeshua, the Christ, the Son, the King, the Lamb, in Ruach Kadesh, the Holy Ghost, the very Spirit of God that abides in you, that lives through you, that covers you, that overshadows you. But God wants you to have an expectation of His goodness towards you. Expectation will cause you to do crazy, awesome, incredible things. Say you are, someone need to hear this, because this is not what I was ministering on today, but we're going to get to what I'm ministering on. I'm actually ministering on the Holy Spirit today and praying in the Spirit. But people won't even do that without having a expectation. Say you're going to go out and you're going on a date, and you want it to be a best date, right? So you have an expectation that this is the most beautiful woman that you ever met, or in your case, if you're a woman, the most handsome man you ever met. And I'm not talking about just outwardly beauty. I'm talking about inwardly beauty that supersedes the outward. Because I've been around the block long enough to know that they can be beautiful on the outside and on the inside be ugly. Like we'd be saying out in the bayou, ugly. You know, so no, well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the beauty of a person, the handsomeness of a person. So you have this expectation. Well, that expectation makes you go shine your shoes, take your bath, primp your hair, put your cologne on or perfume or under on deodorant, bring out your best outfit, your best, whatever your thing is. Because some people's thing is dressing up, some people's not. But you put your shine on. Why? Expectation causes you to position yourself to receive what you're expecting. See, that's another thing about expectation. Expectation requires that it comes, but also expectation requires us to position ourselves for its coming. When we lose expectation, we don't position ourselves for its coming, nor do we cause it to come to us. Need to get this in your spirit. This is real good. Kind of like a marriage that goes south. Unfortunately, I had that experience, and by the grace of God, I am back married to my wife. But there is a season in our life where we just went through a dry spell. I mean, we're together for 40 years, but the last X amount of those were so dry, we were as if we didn't know each other. We functioned together good. We did everything together. We didn't have any kind of, people would be asking us when we got divorced, well, did someone sleep around? No, no, no. Did someone do this? No, no. Did someone abuse someone? No, no. We grew apart. Why? We lost the expectation. And when you lose the expectation, you'll lose the passion. And you lose the passion, you'll lose the desire to position yourself to receive from that person. But you also will lose the desire to position yourself to give to that person. And we grew apart without even realizing it was so slow and subtle that it killed us. And by the grace of God, 2 years later, Yahweh reunited us, and here we are, happily married and happier than we've ever been together. See, but this is why expectation is so important. I always tell people about praying the Holy Ghost, praying the Holy Ghost, praying the Holy Ghost. And some people have, oh, you know, I won't pray in the Holy Ghost unless I'm at church, or I don't pray in the Holy Ghost unless there's an interpreter. I don't pray in the Holy Ghost. Man, pray in the Holy Ghost. Listen to the Bible. Apostle Paul says, I pray in the Holy Spirit more than all of y'all. Well, yeah, brother, but he also says, you know, buddy, when he's in church, he'll rather speak five words in English so someone can understand, you know, or in their language, say, I can understand and pray in the Holy Ghost. Yes, he was explaining, you don't just sit around and pray in tongues. You do need to talk the message, teach the message. But he also said, I pray more in the Holy Ghost than anyone there. So pray in the Holy Ghost. Well, a lot of people don't pray in the Holy Ghost because they don't have an expectation of it. They don't understand the expectation of what it's going to do for them, what's it going to cause happening in the heavens, and what it does happen in the heavens. And unfortunately, it's nothing quick. But I can tell you from my own experience of serving God for over 40 years, been praying in the Spirit over 40 years, that there's many times I'll be ministering, I'll be counseling, I'll be dealing with a situation, and the answer will just come to me like it was always in me. And when I'm done with the service, or I'm done with the counseling, or I'm done with the ministering of whatever it is, or the business situation, I'm like, God, why in the world, and how in the world did I know that? He said, well, remember you were engaging me by the Holy Ghost. I was downloading it to you. Now, it could have been 10 years ago. See, but I never lose that expectation, that praying in the Spirit. You know, y'all know me. I'm the transparent preacher. I'll tell you, it was two nights ago. I was laying in bed. My precious wife was sleeping. She's in college still. She graduates in July. And I'm like, you know, Yahweh, I feel dry. I said, I feel so, so dry. And I was just like, he's like, pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. I'm like, I just want to go in the night watch. I just want to go to sleep, go in the night watch and see heaven. And I want to go and engage you right now. I want to see heaven. And I mean, but I'm dry. I can't see nothing for nothing. I mean, just nothing's happening, you know. And it don't matter if I put the worship music on. Don't matter if I put my favorite show on. Don't matter anything. I'm just dry. And I don't even know why I'm dry. So you know how your mind is. Your mind starts wondering, well, why am I dry? You know, did I miss a beat? Did I miss a step? Did I? Because we were trained that we are the do I's that does God. And it's false. Yahweh is an incredible God. Not that we can't displace ourselves, but we can't displace ourselves as easy as the church has told us we can displace ourselves. Because Elohim lives inside of us. His blood covenant is upon us both day and night. And his fire, the Holy Ghost, is within us burning at all times. And so once my mind went through all that nonsense, I call that religious nonsense, and God never spoke to me during any of that. He just said simply, pray in the Holy Ghost. So I'm praying in the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to be straight up with you. It was as flat as a pancake. I mean, I should have brought out some butter and some syrup. That's how flat it was. But I wouldn't stop. I said, okay, God, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. It sounded like a dead duck. I'm like, goodness gracious, God, is this me or did the Holy Ghost? Where's the anointing? Where's the feeling? Where's the presence? Where's something? He's like, just keep praying the Holy Ghost. I told you to pray in the Holy Ghost. And so I did. Then he began to speak to me sooner or later. It took a while. And it wasn't a lot, but it broke. Whatever it was, it just broke. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been through that many times in my 40 years of serving God where it didn't break for days, weeks, or months. But the next day, even though it seemed to be super dry, there was things that began to happen, and I knew it was because of my prayer life. I knew it was because I was praying in the Holy Ghost. Yes. Praying in tongues. That's right. I don't mean just praying in the Spirit, out of the Spirit, in your language that you understand. I'm talking about praying in the heavenly language that you don't understand, but your spirit man understands. It opens up the mysteries of heaven. That's what it does. It opens up the mysteries of heaven. Because it opens up the mystery of heavens, it speaks the mysteries of heaven. That's why the Bible says, pray ye therefore in the most, build your faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. You want to build yourself up in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost, by praying in tongues, and praying in tongues, and praying in tongues, and praying in tongues, and praying in tongues. Until when? Until it's done, which is never, every day. Just constantly opening that gateway until your expectation comes back. You know, I'll give you another testimony. I've always felt like I've had favor in my life, But there have been certain times in my life where favor was so much, it was just overtaking me every day. I mean, it's just like everything just would work out no matter what, you know? I mean, just no matter what, it just work out. Oh, listen, we're going to go to a restaurant. Oh, it's going to work out. Everyone else is having bad service. I'm having great service. Everyone else's food is messed up. My food's doing great. I need a parking spot. All of a sudden, the parking spot that I want to have, it's open. I need this. All of a sudden, that's favor. So I just started declaring every day, I have the favor of the Lord on me. See, I started coming in agreement with it, with an expectation, and then favor started taking over me even more. And then I noticed, and I'm just, y'all know me, I'm the open, honest preacher, I guess you can call it. That don't mean I tell you everything in my life, but it just means things I talk about is just real. I think I got a little used to it. Because I noticed a few weeks went by, and I just wasn't declaring I got favor. I was just walking in the favor. Great things were still happening, and favor was just abundantly popping. And then all of a sudden, I started noticing, well, wait a minute. I had some situations come up. I'm like, how did that happen? I have so much favor, that shouldn't happen. And then another thing happened. I was like, man, God, I got so much favor. Why in the world would this happen? Like, this favor should have positioned me for this, or favor should have made that go away, or favor should have opened that door. What it was is I got familiar, got comfortable. That's what we do. I got out of the expectation mode, out of the declaration mode of it, and agreement mode, and I just rode the wave of it. And then once I recognized that, I went back into the expectation mode and started declaring, I got favor. I know all things work out for the good of those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Favor's overtaken me. God's favor is overtaken me. You can go and declare that for yourself. Why? I have an expectation. I'm praying in the spirit of God because I have expectation. I'm preaching right now on this podcast because I have an expectation that maybe it's just one, though I know it's thousands and it's in over 100 countries throughout the world, but I know maybe just one will get this and they'll start praying in the spirit more. Even if it's 5 minutes more a day than they ever did before, I've done my job. Because before you know it, they'll have an expectation. It'll be 10 minutes more. It might be 15 minutes more. It might become thoroughly throughout the day because they've learned to have an expectation, praying the Holy Spirit, and sooner or later, the fruit of that will begin to manifest in their life. See, that's another thing. Once you get to manifestation, then it causes you to have the expectation to put out the effort to do what you got to do. That's what I'm saying. Expectation will cause you to position yourself for your blessing. You know, I counsel people sometimes, and I remember counseling somebody, a female, and she wanted to get married. Now, I believe in God for a husband. Now, y'all know me. I guess it's one of my more transparent type of podcasts. I'm like, okay, well, you want to get married, but you need to brush your teeth. Now, I'm making light of it, but the woman was just not taking care of herself. Well, you know, I don't want no man that love me for my body or love me for my looks. No, but you got to have a calling card, and men are natural sight first, people, unless they just hear from God. But you're not going to find too many men hear from God so much that they look past if you're not positioning yourself. And this person was wanting to get married for a long time, but she didn't take care of herself. She didn't eat right. She didn't do this right. She didn't wear right. She didn't whatever. She didn't put out that aura. So guess what she got? Nothing. And I don't know if she ever did change or position herself. She probably just blamed God. Now, I'm not saying sometimes that God don't keep things from us. I'm not saying that. Or God doesn't lead us to certain things that we want. But when there's an expectation, you know, it's kind of like when I go to interview for a job. Now, clearly, I haven't interviewed for a job in a long, long, long time. But when I did go interview for jobs, I had an expectation. I wanted that job. I went there squared away. When I went to go get married with my wife, I went there squared away. When I want something done, I have the expectation of something. I go have to put out my effort as well. See, we can't just think it's just going to come without no effort. The Bible even talks about that. He says, you know, you show me your faith by your words, but I'll show you my faith by my actions. And one of those actions is praying in the Holy Spirit every day, I want you to hear that today. Pray in the Holy Spirit every day. And don't get mad at me because, like, oh, no, you know, I wanted a spouse and, you know, I'm just not pretty. Because, you know, hey, let's face it. The older we get, the lack of prettier we have. That's all it is to it. But that don't mean that you still can't be your best. You know, I meet people all the time, and if I counsel them about getting a job, I tell them to wear their best. Well, I don't have really nothing good like you, sir. I'm like, fine, but wear the best you have. You don't need to be like me. You need to be the best you have. But don't tell me the best you have is those flip-flops and holes in your shirt when I've already seen you with a halfway decent shirt and a pair of tennis shoes. Well, it's the same thing. You want a spouse, or you want a job, or you want a friend in your life. You want something. You got to put out your share of the effort to make it happen. And then God has, you've positioned yourself to receive the blessing. Now, don't get me wrong. God is sovereign, and he will do things without you. But you don't want to live that way, because that always takes a long time. You want to be able to be the sovereign son of God, the sovereign daughter of God, causing things to move in the heaven and the earth. So as my expectation causes me to position myself. And in the things I don't position myself, because there still are things in my life I don't position myself, there's a lack of expectation. And even right now, God's convicted me. He said, remember that on this one area. I love the conviction of the Lord. It just means, hey, I want you to have a better life. I want to do this for you. I need you to step into that grace. I need you to step into that. Fear not. Somebody needs to hear that. God is saying, I need you to step into that. Fear not. I'll do what I said I'm going to do, but I need you to step into it. You need you to have an expectation. I need you to pray in the Spirit. I need you to move by faith. I need you to hear the Holy Spirit and read your word and engage your word by Holy Spirit and hear the mysteries of God. Well, once again, this is Apostle Craig. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being part of our family. Please like or share or subscribe to us. Make sure you tell a friend about us. We've been growing like crazy because of people just like you saying, hey, this podcast blessed me. And just share the link to them. Let them listen to it. Let them bless their soul. They'll become part of our Coffee in the Cosmos family, because we're all part of the same family on Christ Jesus anyway. Well, once again, I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget to pray in the Holy Ghost. Shalom.